Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at October 30, 2023. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a Swiss social media personality, investment banker and journalist, Vadim Loskutov, at RuNews. He's best known for praising Russia and its politics, and criticizing the West while living comfortably in Switzerland. This research was conducted in collaboration with the Swiss NFO Fellas and the Unintelligence Agency. Loskutov allegedly originally hails from the Republic of Kalmykia, located in the North Caucasus region of southern Russia. According to some Wikibon entries, Vadim was allegedly building a career as a media personality in Russia. Based on the text, he worked as a presenter and video jockey on various Russian music shows during the 90s, and he allegedly also voiced radio advertisements. The whole biography seems extremely sketchy, as he would have been just 13 years old when he was working as a music presenter on Russian national TV, and 18 years old when was a video jockey, producer and a host on Russian MTV. There is hardly any proof of this, and the whole career history could be completely made up to hide his intelligence background or to help him getting employed in Switzerland. Whatever the truth is, we couldn't locate any evidence that a man named Vadim Loskutov ever worked in the Russian music business. But we do know that Vadim had a show called Russian Radio. In Swiss alternative radio channel called Low Ra. The show featured Russian music, news and comedy sketches for German and English speaking audiences. According to Loskutov, he is a seasoned journalist with over 20 years of experience on reporting on investments, cryptos, and geopolitics. He also allegedly worked as a senior trader at Glencore, one of world's biggest commodity trading and mining companies. His public commercial records reveal that between 2012 to 2020 he was approved to make signatures, and from 2015 acted as the VC of their Zurich branch, for CBH, a Swiss private bank. The company has been involved in many alleged controversies, including money laundering. Loskutov is also a big fanboy of Elon, and he's also a strong proponent of his free speech absolutism on X. It would be interesting to hear what Vadim has to say about specific search terms in relation to the conflict in Middle East that are now censored on this platform. When it comes to Ukraine, Vadim's propaganda focuses on the Kremlin's main narratives, money laundering in Ukraine, Ukraine must negotiate truce, the US is falling apart whereas Russia is thriving. And all this from the comfort of his allegedly nice apartment in Switzerland. He seems to be a strong opponent of the woke culture, often using the common phrase go woke, go broke whenever any big brand tries a marketing strategy involving woke elements like trans people or men wearing pink clothes. He also seems to hate the woke Swiss media. Once the story about Donbass Dvoska came out, he created a theory that Wall Street Journal was taking revenge on Russia after one of Wall Street Journal's journalists, Evan Gershkovich, was arrested. He's also called WaPo a NATO propaganda machine. Vadim's favorite Swiss media seems to be Weltwoche. In April 2023, the @RuNews account informed that he starts writing for pro-Kremlin outlet called Die Weltwoche. This connects the @RuNews account to Vadim Loskutov. Weltwoche is a media project launched by the Swiss Grand Vatnik Roger Koppel. Ironically, he's complained about the lack of press freedom in Europe, while in his home country anyone who criticizes the Kremlin gets either murdered or imprisoned. He also supports German politician Sarah Wagenknecht's populist, pro-Kremlin policies. Vadim also seems to be a raging anti-Semite. He called the October 30, 2023 pogrom of mobs storming the Makhachkala airport in search of Jewish passengers from Israel a protest. The term pogrom refers to violent attacks by local non-Jewish populations on Jews in Russia. In February 2023, Vadim tweeted that he was allegedly charged by the Swiss police and he called for @RussIm Swiss to help him. It's a perfect example of how the fifth column lives in the West. They enjoy its luxuries, but whenever they run into trouble, they call for Russia to help. All soups. Support my work. Correction. Weltwoche was founded in 1933 and was bought by Koppel in 2006.